This is Christian Peter. I'm sorry, but the stories I have about Charlie are not appropriate for the public.
The right case of the Mondays. It's Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, on Hale Varsity Radio.
Back with you, it's Hour 2. It's Hale Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Connor Clark. Elijah is probably buying a new look, throwback logo, Denver Bronco jersey.
The only good one out of the new ones.
It was cool. Those old helmets are something special with the old Orange Crush. Mm-hmm. He is on his way to see Lakers and Nuggets tonight, NBA playoffs game 2. We welcome in Mr. Blackshirt, a Monday with Charlie, Coach Charlie McBride, as we gear up for the spring game on Saturday down at the Single Barrel. Coach, how we doing? You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I had nice weather. I mean, it's getting too nice for me.
It needs to be windy or rainy or something going on, I'm sure, right? Little Saturday Big Ten weather. It always fits you better than most, I suppose. But, well, take the good weather. Take the win, right?
That's right. I tell you what, I was lucky. I got my youngest sons here helping me kind of move our change our seasons and mm-hmm. getting all the furniture and stuff out and get the golf cart rolling. And he's been working all day, and I'm a supervisor. I've been doing laundry. Believe it or not, I've been doing laundry.
I did that twice and was never asked to do it again. So,
well, I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier because it's a lot lighter.
Uh-huh. I like it. I like it.
And carrying furniture and everything. But we had a great weekend. We Jared Tomich had his 50th birthday.
Wow.
And his wife had a business called Mix Design and Knits. She has a design barn, which the one section we were in, there's three or four different sections, but the one section that we were in would probably hold anywhere between 250 and 300 people. There were probably 200 plus people there at the surprise party she had for them. And so we went to that, and the food was there wasn't, it was unreal. I mean, it was, you know, everything from oysters to, you know, just to cheesecakes, and it was really wild. it was something.
That sounds incredible. I'm sure you had some steak.
No, we got into the seafood. Ooh. and you know, a little bit of Italian food and things like that. But you know, it was one of those things where you get in line and the lines move fast, and you come back to the line again and then come back again. And it's just, you know, and then you keep saying to yourself, I got to go try this stuff over here.
And you lose count.
That's good. I like it.
Away from you.
Coach, I want to ask you about the spring game. Now, Saturday's scrimmage, word we have is it was a really impressive day for the quarterbacks, and the best day the quarterbacks have looked, and quite frankly, the offense has looked. And I know as a defensive guy, you probably don't like hearing that, but Raiola was super impressive, specifically with just making plays during broken plays. And I know that turns dark hair white with defensive folks, but it was pretty cool to hear Coach Rhule talk about just some of the work the quarterbacks have been doing. And I look at it like this. It's a step closer to have a consistent offense that can complement what's been a good defense. And not just Dylan, but there might be some clarity here with there are quarterbacks to pick from. They've really improved, and you've got two young kids that have looked really good early.
Well, I think the important thing is you know, even though I'm on the other side of the ball, I think you're really happy to see the offense do well, because, you know, in games, you game plan a thing, and you're a little bit strapped, you know, playing yourself. And they know you. They get to know, you know, the defense is pretty good and are able to move the ball. They know what, you know, what to do. And but the thing when you say three quarterbacks or two, three quarterbacks had good days, that stands, that talks about the offensive line as far as I'm concerned. Even if you have guys that make plays on, you know, they can't throw the ball, they got to run a little bit. Then you turn into a blocker downfield, and you turn into another kind of athlete. And those are, you know, there's a lot of stuff in that. And those things, you know, sometimes you say, boy, that play was awful, but we got 15 yards on it. And you don't really see till you get the film who's the guy that sprung him for the 15 and things like that. And those are important, I'll tell you. It's, you know, that you have people that are down there doing their business and, you know, getting their job done.
Well, Coach, flip it to the other side, too. Say you're on that defensive staff and you give up that play that was probably broken right from the start, but they still get a first down and 15 yards out of it. How do you bounce back the next play on that defensive unit, knowing that you probably had them stopped on, say, third down, and all of a sudden you're looking at a new set?
Well, you try to – number one is you try to do something, whether it's an inline stunt or whether it's a blitz or – whether it's a zone or depends on what your, you know, zone blitz or, you know, if we had a zone blitz, it's a 4-man rush. If we had a fire blitz, 5-man rush. And, you know, and you have different things you can do up front just with your base defense as far as making inline stunts. And you try to go with tendencies then and make a play for a loss, because a lot of times, if you can make a loss or sack the quarterback or do something special, then that usually at least helps slow down the offense for a while, you know. But if they're just better than you, that's too bad. You're in trouble.
Charlie McBride's with us. We're talking spring game Saturday, Hail Varsity Radio, a Monday with Charlie. Coach, I want to talk third down defense because Rule talked about it. And wanted to get your take on getting home with four and also being able to cover on that third and seven with man coverage. How often would you blitz? Did you prefer to blitz on third and medium, third and long?
Well, we were a big pressure team. That's what we did. I mean, yeah, when you're talking about four, you're talking about maybe a little bit more inline stunts, or you're talking about the zone blitz where you're just rushing four guys, but you could be dropping your nose. And it, believe it or not, at one time in my later years there, in I think 99 it was, Steve Horn at one time had three interceptions and had led our team. He was our nose tackle, and he led our team in interceptions. So, you know, that zone blitzes are pretty good, and things that will, you know, make it uncommon for the offensive line, and maybe you come up with a sack or you come up with a big play. And third down is, you know, is something that you really have to spend a lot of time with. And you know, sometimes you get guys that think they're rocket scientists, but it's really a lot of common sense just in involved in it. And so, you know, to stand there and do things, be able to adjust, you know, to certain things. If you have a blitz, and for example, and maybe you have three different, four different ways to run it, but it doesn't change the coverage, and they keep the same coverage, for example, and run the blitz different, and you can go in at halftime and change that upfront stuff, and you know, maybe they got prepared to block it, some type of blitz that you ran, and then you can change that. Now they're in trouble because they're teaching them something they're not going to see. So you know, there's all kinds of sneaky stuff you can do, and as long as you don't, you know, make bad calls. stupid penalties. That's what you really want. And you want to be sure that the guys are always attempting to tear the ball out and do the things that, you know, you talk about all the time, is the turnovers and things like that that they have in mind. And you'll see guys maybe catch a pass but get the ball knocked out of there, and, you know, even recover a fumble or something like that. And, it makes the whole game different. So there's so many avenues that are third down is opens up for, the defensive teams. What they can do is, it just depends on what kind of backfield action you're getting out of the quarterback.
Coach Charlie McBride is with us on Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, we were talking last week about how Tony White acknowledged during his press conference that Rule not only got on him, but it seems like a multitude of coaches within a meeting room after that first Saturday scrimmage. Is that something you ever experience as a coach? And what does that tell you about the accountability factor that this staff has?
Well, I think it's a learning experience. You can have a head coach jump all over you. And I think, Frank Kush was, when I was there, was really famous at getting after individuals, coaches, and stuff like that. But, it really helped you. I mean, it was something that, it may sound like it's brutal sometimes. But, when head coaches see things that you maybe don't see, just because of their knowledge of the game and things like that, that's really important. And when you can get other coaches, even other offensive coaches, talking about, things that hurt them or do this and that, and, there's all avenues to change or to create enthusiasm just by doing maybe something new or, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Coach, what are you looking forward to seeing Saturday? What do you want to see with the spring game?
Well, I want to see consistency, and I don't want to see a bunch of illegal procedures and bad handoff. Center quarterback exchange. Everybody says, well, that's just common. We got so good that, but you get two or three of those babies, you're going to lose. I want to tell you, that's not a good idea. And that, when I see it, I listen to coaches in college all forever say that, talk about that, and then you turn on a pro game and they're dropping the ball all over the field with the center quarterback. So the good Lord made it for everybody. And so, but those are the simple things are the things you want to really see, that you've improved the guys improve their techniques, their footwork, use of their hands, there's so many things you look at it. I took spring ball as a teaching session. Mm-hmm. It was all about teaching kids to be better. And whether you won or lose, sometimes you don't like to lose, but, you have to still get them ready to play. But the idea of the whole thing is improvement, and that they're trying like heck to do the best they can. And that's another thing. You're going to see some things out of players in a game that has a little bit of juice in it, like the spring game or, an important scrimmage or something. You're going to see some players step up that you didn't know had that in them. And that's always exciting. I mean, that's, when you see a kid, all of a sudden come out of his shell, that's what's really fun about the game too, when you have this situation in the spring.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what type of performance, consistency, wow, or just normal you get from the quarterbacks. But it was a good day last Saturday for Iola. Sounds like Harburg's coming along, and sounds like Coach Rule was really happy with just where they were, not only making big plays, but making the routine plays on some shorter passing yards.
Let me tell you something. Somebody said, "Well, you've got to get down to one quarterback." I'll tell you, I'd love to have three quarterbacks that I had to make a decision on.
Sure.
I mean, it's better than just one guy you're going to depend on forever,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And but I think the idea that you have different types of people sometimes that change the whole defensive look at the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got a guy that can run a little bit, do some things that's scary, and you know, as far as we always said this, if we can find them, we'll kill them. I mean, you know, and I know we lost to Texas the first time, but I think Applewhite was the quarterback at the time, and we played him in the conference championship game, we changed their whole philosophy of how we played him before. And when we played him before, I screwed the game up with three calls. Mm. Three different calls cost us the game. And so I learned something there. The secret of the whole thing is they had an all-league tackle playing, and we had Vandenbosch playing, who was hurt in the first game. And second game, I don't know how many sacks he had. He put this guy to sleep. And so it was a big difference, but we knew one thing. Applewhite was going to be there in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to be running around the field. So if you got some guys that could move around in the pocket and get out of there and cause some trouble and throw on the run, then you got something going.
Coach, we'll check in next week. Thanks for a few minutes today. Oh, it's always fun.
I'll talk to you when you're older.
All right, Coach, you take care.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye now.